Now, it was one of the most contentious issues in the general election campaign earlier this year, whether or not to raise the state pension age, given lengthening life expectancy, our ageing population and the attendant costs of funding retirement. In the event, the new government deferred a pension age increase planned for next year, pending recommendations from a commission on pensions. But this morning comes a report from the Independent Fiscal Advisory Council suggesting the best way to address the pensions time bomb, as it's sometimes called, would be to progressively raise the state pension age to 69. Sebastian Barnes is chairperson of the council and joins us now. Very good morning. Thank you for talking to us on the programme. This is really, at its heart, I suppose, all about the demographics. What's happening and will happen to our age profile as a nation in the decades ahead, do you believe?
So today, Ireland's actually a relatively young population by European standards, but it's really going to age very, very rapidly, and it's going to become much more like other European countries, and actually it's going to become even older than any European country really is today as things go. So if you look at the population today, one in six people is over the age of 65. If you look at that in a generation's time, it's going to be one in four. So that's a really major change. There's going to be four times as many people over the age of 85. So this is a really, really big changes that we're going to see in the coming years.
So that means that the dependency ratio, the proportion of people in work to those who are either too young to work or have reached retirement age will change. And that puts pressure, obviously, particularly in the context of what we're talking about on pensions and health spending.
Exactly. So if you look at it today, there's about five people working for every person who's retired. Within a generation, that's going to be more like 2.5 working age people for the number of retirees. So that you can see that just really changes the dynamics of it. And that's one of the reasons why a number of adjustments are going to be needed, not just on the pension age, but why increasing the pension age with life expectancy is going to help to manage that process. And one of the reasons why the population is aging is there are going to be a lot more people reaching retirement. Twice as many people are going to be reaching 65 in the coming decades as of now. But it's also because life expectancy is increasing. Today at age 65, on average, you can expect to live to 85. But within a generation, that's going to be 90. So we're basically gaining 2 months extra life expectancy for every year that goes by. And that's going to create huge pressures in the system. And that's one of the reasons why following that by raising life expectancy gradually in line raising the retirement age in line with the rising life expectancy is going to be very important to managing that process.
Yeah, before I discuss that with you, there's something else you identify, which is that the growth of our economy, and this is aside entirely from COVID, but you believe that our economic growth will slow in the decades ahead because of a decline in productivity.
Exactly. So on the one hand, we have this aging pressure. Now, the aging of the population also means there's going to be less employment growth, which is one factor that's going to be pulling down on growth. But the other factor is slowing productivity. And we've seen in Ireland's had a spectacular performance over recent decades. Growth, average growth is over 3%. But that's very unusual amongst countries with Ireland's income level. So we expect that to come down. And that's in line with Irish trends. And that's also in line with international trends on productivity. So one of the things that's going to make the pension situation more complicated, it's going to be slower growth. The other aspect that's very important is rising health costs, and we've seen a lot of that obviously in recent years, but that kind of trend is likely to continue and will add to the pressures as well.
Yeah, three possible ways to address this you identify: reducing people's retirement benefits, the amount they receive in pension payments, increasing the contributions, PRSI contributions they have to make while they are in work, or increasing the pension age to 67, which is the one you seem to come down most strongly in favour.
So I think those are three options, and there are three options that politicians and society will have to take a view on, and maybe they will want to adjust other things as well. But I think given that people are going to be living longer and they're going to be enjoying longer periods of healthy living, a very natural response to this, I think, is to let the pension age rise, and so to keep the proportions roughly the same between how long people work and how long people are retired for. And if you do that, it makes a big contribution to making the whole system more sustainable.
Sebastian Barnes of the Fiscal Advisory Council, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.